Hi, welcome to Operation Oversight, the Cigar Podcast. I'm Phil Lavelle of the Cigar Office of Public Affairs, and today we're with Kate Bateman of our Lessons Learned program. Kate's the lead analyst on the Counter-Narcotics Lessons Learned report. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks, Phil.
So tell us a little bit about our counter-narcotics effort in Afghanistan. What did you find out?
Well, it's not a very hopeful or positive story because the U.S. has spent more than $8.6 billion on counter-narcotics in Afghanistan over the past 17 years, roughly. And despite that, Afghan opium cultivation is at record levels. I mean, Afghanistan is still the world's largest producer of illicit opium. It produces around 90% of the world's illicit opium. We also found that there has been no updated U.S. counter-narcotics strategy since 2012.
Okay, so we've spent more than $8.6 billion on this, American taxpayer dollars, with the net result being that the drug trade out of Afghanistan is stronger than ever. How does that happen?
Well, we found that our counter-narcotics efforts failed. We found no counter-drug program that brought poppy cultivation down or opium production down in the long term. Our eradication efforts, where we tried to physically destroy the crop, that often just did not work, didn't reduce the cultivation, and we angered rural populations who were trying to make a living. Our development programs failed to give farmers sustainable alternatives to poppy. And then there are larger reasons that the counter-narcotics effort failed. Without greater security in the country, it's extremely difficult to, you know, have rule of law, to do interdiction, to have these kinds of development programs in place in the first place.
Okay, so for just a little context on Afghanistan, it's very poor, obviously a war-torn country, yet it's the world's leader in opium. That must account for a huge share of its economy. How big is that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Opium poppy is Afghanistan's largest cash crop, and its estimated export value is as high as $3 billion. It's ranged between $1 and $3 billion in recent years. And the value of the country's opium output last year was equal to 30% of Afghanistan's entire GDP.
What about the Taliban? How do they figure into all this?
Well, there's a general consensus that the Taliban get a lot of their funding from the drug trade, but exactly how much is really up for debate, and it differs in different localities and different areas. The American commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan has said that the drug trade provided about 60% of the Taliban's funding. They're funded by many sources, but drugs do play a large role in their funding.
And no doubt it fuels the official corruption that's endemic throughout the Afghan system.
That's right as well.
The United States recently began a bombing campaign targeting drug labs primarily in the East and the South. Tell us a little bit about that and how's that going?
Yeah, that's a new development. The campaign was launched in late 2017. This spring, the U.S. military estimated that the bombing campaign had deprived the Taliban of around $200 million in revenue.
Okay, that's a big number. That seems significant. How accurate are those figures?
Well, it's unclear how those estimates are calculated, and therefore it's been difficult for us to gauge their accuracy. But based on our best figures for the price of opium in the country, we don't see how the revenue would be that would amount to $200 million. I mean, our estimate is far lower than that.
And there's also the risks of civilian casualties, which would turn ordinary Afghans against us, correct?
Yes. So there's a bigger question of, you know, what are the costs of this, that you may also be alienating the population and harming civilians, and there is obvious risks for our larger military and reconstruction effort.
Right. So this is a tough report with some sobering findings. What about successes? Did you find any?
Yeah, we highlight two main successes. One is that some areas did see temporary reductions in poppy cultivation. And the second is that U.S. support for some specialized counter-drug units, some Afghan units, was really effective. We were able to help stand up and mentor well-trained, capable Afghan counter-drug units, and they became trusted partners in a lot of these kinds of operations.
There's been a lot of reporting on counter-narcotics efforts in Afghanistan over the years. What makes this report different?
Well, this report uses really innovative GIS, a geographic information system imagery. It uses this imagery in an innovative way to try to track the results of programs, the effectiveness of programs. So we could take just a smaller sample size of several larger programs and look at using the satellite imagery and say the U.S. government tried to make these improvements on the ground, for instance, irrigation improvements, and what was the effect of that? Did that lead to more poppy or less?
So this is a really comprehensive report. And what are the key lessons that are presented here? What's the bottom line?
Well, overall, until there's greater security in Afghanistan, it will be nearly impossible to bring about lasting reductions in poppy cultivation and drug production. And in the meantime, we propose that the U.S. should prioritize cutting off drug money going to the insurgent groups. We should also be promoting legal livelihood options for rural people, and we should be fighting the drug-related corruption within the government. The U.S. ambassador, who can work closely with U.S. military commander and country, should be leading these efforts and should, because he or she is the one with the capability to direct U.S. agencies toward shared goals.
And this is something we'll be watching going forward as part of our oversight.
Exactly, we will.
Kate, thanks so much for joining us on our podcast. If you're interested in learning more about this subject, we invite you to check out our website for the full report or the interactive report. That site is sigar.mil, sigar.mil. Thanks, and we'll catch you next time.